שהם קוראים יאה, אבל יבא אלוהים, אז יש להם שם כמעולה ושנים קדמוניות.
This week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor, we have the mitzvah of Siras HaOmer that we've been doing during this Tkifu, Sfartam Lachem Mimrochars HaShabbos, Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena. A full, complete 7 weeks, 49 days, we count the Omer. The Bahad, one of the great rabbis, said a novel idea that is accepted in Klal Yisrael, that if you miss one day, you can't count anymore with a bracha. If you miss at night, you can still count the next day in the morning without a bracha. But if 24 hours passes and you forgot to count, so you can't count anymore with a bracha. Because it has to be...
You can't say bracha again.
You can't.
If, you can't say bracha.
So if it's... You can count, if you miss at night, you can count on the day without a bracha. But if you miss the whole 24 hours...
The next night you can't say bracha.
So...
If you made up in the day.
But if you didn't make up in the day... And you missed the whole 24 hours, according to most opinions, I mean, according to the way it's said in Shulchan Aruch, you can't count again with a bracha. So somebody recently asked me a question. They're going for surgery, and they're taking like polyps out from the throat, and you can't speak. They can't speak at all. So what should they do? So there is a question, you know, we have a halacha of Shomea Ka'ona. That normally, like by Kiddush, you don't need everyone to make Kiddush Friday night at the table. You could have one person making Kiddush for everyone, and everyone listens. So the question is, do you say that also by Sfiras HaOmer? That you listen to the Chazan, and you'll fulfill the obligation. So some of the opinion that it says Lachem, that everyone has to have their own count. And the Pri Chadash says no. Lachem just means that the Beis Din doesn't count on behalf of everyone, but everyone has their own count, and you can even listen to the Chazan. So therefore, I told him that they should, for those days that he can't speak, he should listen to the Chazan. Svartim Lachem, if you listen to the Chazan, that's like your... If you said the wrong day, then it's like you didn't count at all.
So you come back again.
You have to count again.
Okay.
And there's the Lubavitcher Rebbe had a very interesting idea that not everyone accepts. But Lubavitcher Rebbe says if you come, you start Sfira in China. Now China, you're a day ahead because you're on the other side of the date line. Then you come to New York in the middle of Sfira. You keep counting based on your count. So like last night we counted 34. People so in China they counted already 35 because they're a day ahead, and he said a chiddush also. That's why, because it says lachem, everyone his own count. That's Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he had his chiddush that when everyone on erev yontif is keeping erev yontif on Shavuos, you have to keep Shavuos because it's your count. That's a big chiddush. Not everyone accepts it, but this is a very interesting idea.
He said that in China when he comes out, what do you do? Continue.
What?
Continue the way you
were counting. What do you think you're going to be
trying to do? Yeah.
Maybe we'll make a trip
there. Okay.